Pope Benedict XVI this morning received the Prime Minister of Samoa, Tulaepa Sailelemalielegaui. Later in the morning, Pope Benedict addressed the Latinitas Foundation in the Clementine Hall.
Carissimi fratres et sorores,
speaking in Latin, the Holy Father reaffirmed his love of and commitment to the use of Latin in the liturgical life and discipline of the Church. The Pope praised the organization for its work and recommended the study of Latin among children, adolescents, and young adults. Pope Benedict strongly encouraged the use and teaching of Latin, beginning with himself, in order that the Church and the world retain the rich treasure that is the Latin language. Following his meeting with the Latinitas Foundation, the Holy Father received a delegation from the Sudan, led by Cardinal Archbishop of Khartoum, Gabriel Zubair Wacko. Cardinal Wacko presented the delegation to the Holy Father.
This delegation, representing the people of God in the Sudan, under the leadership of the Sudan Catholic Bishops' Conference, has come to pay you a special visit.
Following Cardinal Wacko's remarks, Pope Benedict was pleased to address his Sudanese guests.
It gives me great satisfaction to welcome you to the Vatican, and through you to send heartfelt greetings to the people of your country. I very much appreciate the sentiments which have prompted your visit, and I wish to reassure you of my prayers and deep concern for the peaceful development of civil and ecclesial life in your nation. The cessation of the civil war and the enactment of a new constitution have brought hope to the long-suffering people of Sudan. While there have been setbacks along the path of reconciliation, not least the tragic death of John Garang, there now exists an unprecedented opportunity and indeed duty for the Church to contribute significantly to the process of forgiveness and national reconstruction. So a minority, Catholics have much to offer through interreligious dialogue as well as the provision of greatly needed social services. I encourage you, therefore, to take the necessary initiatives to realize Christ's healing presence and in these ways.
Recalling his predecessor's many interventions in behalf of the war-torn nation, the Holy Father noted that greater international involvement in favor of peace in Sudan is urgently needed.
Today I add my voice to the cry of the suffering and assure you that the Holy See, together with the Apostolic Nuncio in Khartoum, will continue to do everything possible to end the cycle of violence and misery. Dear friends, upon you and your people, I invoke God's blessings of wisdom, fortitude, and peace.